day.
That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those there on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We've got, some breaking news here. Jim Babka is on the line with us from downsizedc.org. Hello, Jim. You're back on Free Talk Live, I think, first time since the Liberty Forum. Welcome back.
Yeah, you know, and I got to tell you, of all the shows I've done with you guys, I have gotten more feedback from that program than by far than any other.
Really?
It seemed like you guys had a lot of people listening that night.
Hmm. Well, we were probably the only way that people could really key in on what was going on with the Liberty Forum, so that might just be the case.
You know, I think it probably was.
So, Jim, you called out of the blue today. I mean, we normally have you on a once-a-month basis anyway, but something urgent is going on. What's the latest? What's happening? What do our listeners need to know?
Well, your audience is already familiar with Dig.com, and we'll explain as much of it as we need to here, but over at Dig.com, a story was posted last evening called Using Dig to Pass the Read the Bills Act, RTBA, in Three Easy Steps. As of about a little more than an hour ago, we were up over 1,800 digs, and at our highest, we were on the second page of the website, at least that I was aware of, and we were the number one ranked political opinion article, and we were the fourth busiest trafficked article on the page earlier this afternoon. We've faded a little bit because there's a tyranny of the urgent on that page. Mm-hmm. It's got to be fresh, it's got to be news, but we're still ranked pretty high. And as a result of this exposure that we're getting at dig.com, people digging this story and saying we want to see the story, that exposure has brought in almost 200 new DC downsizers today.
Wow. 200 in one day. Now, what do you normally get in a month's time for new DC downsizers?
Well, I think, this month we were probably on track for about 600, maybe a little more. We were still hoping. We believe we had an outside chance to maybe get 800. Right now, we're well over 600. We should easily exceed 700 and 800.
Wow.
As a result of this. So
easily a fourth of your entire monthly gain you did in one day this month. So
yes, and it's as a result of Dig. And so it really is important, I mean, that we keep this going as long as we can get some juice out of it. It's getting harder and harder to stay higher ranked, but a lot of your audience already knows what Dig.com is, and if they go to this article, Using Dig to Pass the Read the Bills Act, RTBA in Three Easy Steps, mm-hmm. and they hit Dig, I mean, usually we're asking them to go to the website, and if anybody's never heard of downsizedc.org before on this program, you know, please do and speak up on the Read the Bills Act, and we can talk about that. But today, a lot of the people who are listening already have done that, and I want to encourage them to go dig this article so that even more people, are brand new people, are exposed to the Read the Bills Act and downsizedc.org.
Okay, so wait a minute. What's the easiest way for people to get to this article so they can dig it, Jim?
If they go to, first of all, go to our blog, downsizedc.org. If you go there, there's a blog button on the left-hand side of the page. We have an article right at the top of the blog at the moment that they can go to that explains exactly where they can find this article. The link's mm-hmm. in there, how to register, how to get set up with Dig is all explained there. But if they want to go straight to the site or they're familiar with the site, they can type in the keyword RTBA or Read the Bills Act. They should be able to find it that way. It is the second-ranked article currently under the political opinion section. So if they go to the political opinion section, they'll find it right there as well.
It is. In fact, what I might be able to do is put together a quick link for our listeners here in a little bit that might make it a little bit easier, like a one-step URL that they could just punch in to get to this. So this has just resulted in a windfall for Downsize DC. Let's talk about what DownsizeDC.org is, Jim, for the new listeners that happen to be tuning in tonight.
Well, DownsizeDC.org gives people a voice. It allows them to come together if they believe that the federal government is too big, too intrusive, too expensive. They can come to our site. They can see the issues that are there at our homepage. They can pick one of them. They all have to do with trimming the size or expense of or power of government. They click on an issue. They go in. They can register very simply. The system tells them after they've registered who their representative and two senators are and allows them to send a personalized message. And because these messages are targeted at Congress's website, the congressional websites, and they're not merely emails, they include the contact information of the person sending the message, and the congressional office knows they're hearing from a constituent. Messages that they know are coming from a constituent are counted and read and reported to the boss in the morning in most congressional offices, and this can have a very profound effect. We have already begun experiencing over the last several months some important legislative victories using this approach, and we're still just barely getting started.
Now, have we seen any movement amongst legislators for the Read the Bills Act? I imagine they stay away from this thing like the plague. It essentially is holds them responsible for what they do, and why would they want that?
Exactly. And, DownsizeDC.org kind of has a slow and steady wins the race approach to this. We're going to keep working like, stalking them a little bit, if you will. We're going to keep just building the pressure and building the pressure and building the pressure. But we're going to need, Mark, to get to the point where we're so big that they can't afford to ignore us, so big that they're hearing about the Read the Bills Act everywhere, every day. And when we reach that point, then they're going to start to come along. They're going to begin to see, when they feel the heat, they'll see the light. And that's
right.
How we're going to need to do it.
So essentially, if you were an organization as large as AARP and demanding the Bills Act, there's no way they'd be able to hide because every American would hear about it. They'd know that it was a really great bill for Americans, if not for Congress critters, and they would demand that their congresspeople passed it. And somebody
what we've done here is we've picked an issue that we believe lots of people can support. I mean, I basically, the people in the general American public, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this idea pulled out at somewhere in the range of 90%. I mean, everybody mm-hmm. is going to like this idea. Some are really going to love it, and it transcends all partisan boundaries. But the way we've constructed our site at DownsizeDC.org has been to build an army. We're putting recruitment and education and activism all in one seamless step. And so what we're really trying to do, we're using this issue as a way to begin gathering people. And as we gather the people, we will then invest our growth into going out and gathering more people. And we'll keep that cycle up so that eventually we become so big that we can compel them. We're looking really, Mark, for an opportunist, somebody that wants to lead the parade here, and we're busy building the parade.
I think eventually you're going to find that that person, hopefully. What I'd like to know is using Dig to pass the Read the Bills Act in three easy steps, this article that you're asking people to help dig up, what are the three easy steps?
The three easy steps are great. I mean, this article, by the way, was very, very well done. I was very impressed with how this person presented our case, and just for that alone, it's worth going and looking at. But he said, if you're not familiar with the Read the Bills Act, do the obvious thing. Go read the bill, and he gave the link to check it out. Mm-hmm. Second, fill out the simple form. Now, he said email, but as we've talked about on this show, we actually go and fill out the forms at the website so that the office knows that they're hearing from a constituent. And third, dig this article. And then he begins to explain from there why they should dig this article. And, of course, we've had over 1,900 people respond.
And I'm going to make it easier on our listeners here. If you want to go and help Jim out, what you want to do is go to ACT, like A-C-T, as in take action, act.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the page at Dig where this article is. If you're logged in, if you aren't logged in, you'll have to log in. Then you might have to go to act.freetalklive.com again. And then you click Dig It underneath the little yellow Dig button, and that will register your dig. And it will help Jim Babka and Downsize DC.
Yeah, because we want to get as much exposure and as much mileage out of this as we possibly can, even as the hours are dwindling on it, because, again, this is being introduced. This is a top 100-ranked Alexa site. It's one of the 100 most trafficked sites in the world.
Yeah, it's
and
huge.
It's a chance for us to get exposure in front of people who have never seen or heard of DownsizeDC.org or the Read the Bills Act.
Yeah, you're right about that, because the Dig audience, not that I'm that familiar with the demographics, but just from what I've seen, tends to be younger, skewing male, a lot of sort of tech geeky type of people sort of hang out at dig.com, and there some of them I'm sure care about politics, and if you put something like this in their face, they're going to take a look at it. And that's what Dig's all about, is the popular articles are dug up and they stay on the top of the charts as long as you can possibly get them there, as many depending on how many digs over a certain period of time they get. And your article is getting dug quite a bit.
Ian, as you say all this, I get even more excited, because I think about, first of all, the Read the Bills Act. I mean, you're talking about a group of people who probably a little bit more cynical about politics as usual, probably not too married to either of the political parties. This is the kind of thing that, you know, might appeal to that kind of demographic. Mm-hmm. And second, because these people are tech-oriented and they're on the web, they're connectors. Maybe they'll start helping us spread the word even further. So we want to continue to keep this in front of them.
Absolutely. Jim, if you'll hang on, I'll bring it back for a little bit. 800-259-9231. We're on the line with Jim Babka. He is the president and one of the founders of DownsizeDC.org. If you have a question for him, now would be a wonderful time to call in. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. More with Jim in a moment. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. live, your show, you bring up what you want, toll free, 800-259-9231, the pack at 8.net, toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. For your download and convenience, you just go and get them for free. Freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go back to Jim Babka, the president of DownsizedDC.org. Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I'm glad to be here.
Hey, Jim, good to have you back. You called in, actually, you called me before the show because there's some breaking, exciting stuff going on. And just to sort of recap what happened, you didn't even know this was going to occur, right? It was just one of your downsizers, one of your DC downsizers, posted an article at dig.com, and it started getting dug up. Was that, I mean, was that before you even got involved at this?
Yeah, I woke up this morning. In fact, woke up late because I had a late night last night and came to my computer. And one of the people who meets with me in our local Read the Bills chapter had emailed me and said, "You realize you were on Dig last night. You're pretty highly ranked." He says, "Get ready for a real surge." So I got on there and saw it and got very excited, and we worked on getting a message out to our folks to let them know that this was there and that they too should participate. So, you know, we have helped push this and done all we can. I've done, this is my third radio interview today. We've been in touch with a couple bloggers that we know have posted this. Word has gotten out, but we had about half of the total we got right now, when we started this project this morning. So,
that's great.
Yes.
So our listeners, if they want to help out with this effort, they can go to act.freetalklive.com. It will take them right to the page at dig.com where they need to be to help you dig up this one particular article. So once again, that's act.freetalklive.com. And if you're listening to this show on podcast, it's still probably not too late. So, I mean, if you're listening to this Thursday evening, go and do it anyway. It'll still be active. The link will still be there. Once again, act.freetalklive.com. Of course, downsizedec.org, one of my favorite pro-liberty organizations, an organization dedicated to keeping a watchful eye on what goes on in Washington, D.C., and then in alerting the rest of us to it, all of the terrible things that they're trying to do up there, or at least keeping an eye on as much as possible, as much as, I guess, Jim and your crew, you can humanly handle, because there's a lot of legislation. But you bring to people's mind, you outline various different things that are going on, things that need to be have action taken, and you make it so easy for people to take action and actually get in touch with their representatives and senators through the DownsizedDC.org website. As you pointed out, it fills out the actual web forms on your representative and senator's web pages with information that identifies you as a constituent. So your emails, it's not an email, it's a web form. They're actually taken seriously. This is a growing movement. There are more DC downsizers signing up every single day today as a result of the Dig project. You've got 200 new people on your email list, which is great. And of course, once you do sign up for downsizedc.org, you'll get on the Downsize Dispatch list. That way you'll be kind of kept in the loop as to what's going on, as to what different things you can take action on. And I know you focus a lot on Read the Bills. You've also got the Write the Bills Act. There's also a newer piece of legislation that you guys are getting behind. I'm spacing out on it, Jim. What's the newest?
Well, our next piece in the Downsize DC agenda will be the One Subject at a Time Act.
Ah, yes.
And that is going to basically put a regulation on Congress that they can only consider one type of legislation at a time. If they want to regulate, highways. Okay, a highway bill has been famous for all the pork that gets attached to it, all the things that are unrelated to highways that get stuck in the bill, like swimming pools for Appropriations Committee chairman out in California. Those kind of proposals wouldn't be able to be attached anymore. They would have to go up for their own vote as their own piece of legislation under the One Subject at a Time Act.
Can you imagine, the legislators voting on one subject at a time? The American people wouldn't know what to do. I mean, we're so used to getting things just rammed down our throats in these, bills that have all kinds of extra stuff that have nothing to do with it. I don't know. I for one am all for that.
Isn't there also something that I seen recently that essentially punishes the representatives and senators for going over budget or something like that, where they had a pay doc or something?
Yes, we have a campaign that we put up a couple weeks ago called Federal Deficit Causes Congressional Pay Cut. It's H.R. 500. Has some conservative Republican backing to get this started, including Ron Paul. And the proposal in this bill says that if they run a deficit in a year, the members of the House get a pay cut the following year. And so and if they do it 2 years in a row, the pay cut goes up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Now, it only defines what happens for 2 years in a row. I don't know what if it continues, how this process continues to work. But the point is that they would actually have some penalty to managing the affairs of the country in the wrong fashion. This makes complete sense. If you're on the board of directors of a corporation and the stock goes down in value while you're there, usually you're a stockholder, you've lost something. These guys are elected and they don't pay any price. All the incentives, as a matter of fact, are designed in such a way to encourage them to spend more of your money.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
So all the things that we're doing in the Downsize DC agenda are designed to kind of change the incentives and pull them down, but this is a real incentive position that we're taking here. This is we're hitting them right in their wallet. I don't think it's going to save the world or that it's a solution to everything, but I sure would like to see this happen.
Now, Jim, are there any plans to expand Downsize DC for like some state governments to see if they can, you know, wallop the state governments too? I mean, it seems to be a program that's working very well, and I'm wondering, is there anything like that for some of the state governments?
You know, I would like to do something like that down the road, Mark. We've got the technology to do it. In fact, we're going to be enhancing the technology for doing that. There's going to be new features that are going to be put out and so forth. The problem is a problem of resources. There's a lot of things we would like to do. And what we really need to do is to continue to grow. We've taken a page out of your folks' book. We have a micro-pledge system. People can make a micro-pledge. They can make just a regular monthly pledge of a larger quantity. And we've been trying to build that pledge base up so we can get to the point where we're covering all of our bills and then really start investing a large portion of what we do in growth and outreach and getting the message out everywhere every day. As our army gets bigger, more opportunities will present themselves. And one of the things that we work definitely wanting to do is get into the arena of empowering people at the state level to begin dealing with their state capitals.
What I think, speaking of states, I'm obviously thinking of New Hampshire and the Free State Project, and of course you recently attending the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. There have been some ideas sort of flying around here behind the scenes, and I kind of like it. The suggestion has been that, you know, Downsize DC could work closely with some of the activists here in New Hampshire in order to either influence our existing representatives or down the line, as the Free Staters become more influential here within the state, hopefully we could, for instance, elect our own representatives, that sort of thing, pro-liberty friendly. I mean, for instance, it's most likely that the first time a Downsize DC bill is going to be introduced may actually come from a liberty or down the line, may come from a liberty-oriented representative from here in the state of New Hampshire. So the idea has been to essentially, you know, focus a little bit of effort here on New Hampshire in order to generate as many D.C. downsizers within this one state as possible, so as to essentially eventually have some representatives and senators that are out there kind of like D.C. downsizer allies introducing positive downsizing legislation and that sort of thing, getting behind Downsize DC even further.
Ian, I would like to hear from those people. If those people are out there, I would like them to get that in touch with me, and I would definitely be willing to talk about that.
That's what I told him they should do. I said, I don't know, he doesn't want to hear it from me. He needs to hear it from a total stranger. Jim, thanks for your time tonight. We appreciate it as always. Everyone needs to go to Jim's website, downsizedc.org, get on the Downsizer Dispatch, and Jim will talk to you again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Sam's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium Oil and Gel. You can be you again.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All of the features completely free, including the wiki, wyki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Over 1,200 unique pages created by listeners like you. See what I mean? If I head over to wiki.freetalklive.com, that's wiki.freetalklive.com.
April will be Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child a kid's journey to getting rich. Order at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066.
Now, when you say child, we mean young person, very young, right? We're talking about
no, it's probably not a book for a 12-year-old.
Or under,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Seven or under?
I would think that you're, you know.
I was reading Hardy Boys novels in second grade, and I was seven.
I'm no expert in this particular right. arena, but I can tell you the Hardy's Boy novel isn't going to tell you about real estate investment.
I know.
It isn't going to tell you about savings.
I understand that. All I'm concerned with is we had somebody who was a little bit concerned. They emailed in. They had ordered this book for their 12-year-old.
Right.
and they were a little bit disappointed because it's a bright, colorful, simple book that gets across very basic ideas about saving and that sort of thing. And so I just want to make sure that that doesn't happen again. I want to make sure that everybody knows exactly what they're getting. And they should go to akidsjourney.com. I think once you go there, it's pretty clear, you know, what it is you're getting into.
Right. And I think it has principles in it that apply to, you know, everybody if you can, you know, learn the principles, adult or child. But I'd say the book is probably aimed at, you know, a younger person.
Right.
Single digits.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. And I have read it, and I highly recommend it. I think it's excellent. And if you buy it for somebody who's in the double digits, then send them to the library for one of those read with the kids things, you know, mm-hmm. where the older kids come in and read to the younger kids. That'd be perfect for one of those. 800-259-9231. So, to the email box, and Strawberry Fartsink Johnson emailing in, he says, that's his name, he says, here's a quick distinction between libertarianism and objectivism. We've had some, first of all, I never really knew what the difference was. We had Terry Goodkind on the show recently. He's an author, well-known fantasy, sci-fi sort mm-hmm. of author. And he described himself as an objectivist, and there have been a variety of our listeners that have claimed to be objectivists. And I know who Ayn Rand is. I've read one of her books, and I know that she's essentially the grandmother of objectivism.
Right.
And I just didn't know much else about it. So Johnson, Mr. S.F. Johnson, has some clarification. He says, Ayn Rand detested tradition more than anything else in the world. More specifically, she hated the forces that traditions place on an individual's intellect and creativity. This is the central theme of all of her works. It's really no more complex than that. People make it more complex. This is why her philosophical devotees are called objectivists. She believed that the best way to live life is to apply reason to it without the shackles of tradition, and judge everything objectively as if there were no one telling you to do otherwise because, well, that's just the way it's done. Ayn Rand valued reason over all else. Libertarians, on the other hand, value freedom over all else. Ayn Rand believed in intellectual freedom, but libertarians, most anyway, believe in total freedom, so long as you aren't hurting anyone else, etc. Libertarianism, therefore, is the larger philosophy. It includes objectivism with it, or within it. To a libertarian, questioning the government, questioning society, and questioning tradition are just obvious things to do. We don't need Ayn Randians telling us to do those things. We naturally do them. Her incredibly long novels are very inspiring, but really, she's not saying anything more than think. So, all true libertarians are objectivists, because libertarianism includes it. But not all objectivists are libertarians, as we discovered with Terry Goodkind. He definitely doesn't qualify as a libertarian. He leans in that direction, but there was the war issue, and he got all crazy with the Islamo-fascist thing. And
you know, no, but I disagree. Because of your rigid definition of what a libertarian is.
Well, no, it's not. That's just the definition of what a libertarian.
Okay, am I a libertarian?
Yeah, you're a libertarian.
Mostly. Or a real libertarian.
You're a pretty heavy libertarian.
Pretty heavy libertarian.
Yeah.
So I'm not fully a libertarian. And just as you said, that means partially I'm a tyrannical overlord.
There are little bits of tyranny you support.
Really a libertarian, right?
You do support your little nuggets of tyranny.
From your point of view, a libertarian is only an anarcho-capitalist.
Well, I mean, to its logical conclusion. That's what
you're saying. And
which
I
makes
disagree.
You illogical.
I disagree. I say that, you know, if you you have to, it's a 50-50 situation. You weigh more or less on the liberty scale. So if you, you've got more things in your liberty scale than you've got in your tyranny scale, you're a libertarian as far as I'm concerned.
We'll get back to this. I actually forgot Sam. He's on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amar. Hey, Sam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a couple things. I am more of an Ian libertarian, atheist, skeptic, anarcho-capitalist.
You're more so than Ian?
Well, I think I'm equal on many planes.
So you live a sad, critical life. Is that what it is?
That may be correct.
Okay, go ahead.
I just had one thing that I differed with him.
Yeah.
His idea of New Hampshire being able to secede once they had enough libertarians or liberty-loving people in New Hampshire. I don't think that's a possibility.
Why?
I think that you could secede, but I think that you would be crushed immediately by the United States federal government.
Really? How are they going to crush? How are they going to crush New Hampshire?
Well, they have a much bigger army than any militia that New Hampshire could put together.
Well,
that would be the major.
I see where you're coming from,
there.
But their army is all busy over in Iraq. So are they going to pull out of Iraq and come to New Hampshire and invade one of the 50 states?
Well, it wouldn't be one of the 50 states then.
But really, I mean, you think it's realistic? You think it's realistic in this day and age, in the information age, that the U.S. government would be able to somehow get away with that? They could. I mean, back in the 1800s, they could invade and news traveled by horseback.
Right. I think the point he's trying to make, Sam, is I don't think that any officers were brought up on charges for mistreating the enemy in the Civil War. Whereas we've had several instances of that over in the Iraq War. We had several instances in Vietnam when Americans could see the enemy being attacked. Now, if that were to happen, and I don't know whether it is, and I'm certainly not shooting for it, but if
right.
it does, I don't think Americans will have the stomach for shooting Americans.
Yeah, these are going to be their friends and family members, relatives, people that live in New Hampshire that they happen to know, all of a sudden will be under attack by their own government. Doesn't that seem a bit implausible?
Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, there's many military people who are currently stationed in the United States, and stationed in countries that we're not at war with, that they would or could possibly pull out kind of curb it or prevent it, stop it, or once it does happen, crush it.
I see where you're coming from, but you also have to understand that, I mean, by the time we were to be able to have a secession movement with enough strength to mean something, then we would also have all sorts of different ways to reach out and communicate what we're doing. So presumably we'd have websites, we'd have radio shows, television programs that would essentially be spreading the message of what's going on here in the state. So people would be well aware of our reasons for doing that sort of thing. And I would think that would result in a huge backlash and a major dissolving of the legitimacy of the federal government at that point. I mean, they would be basically, I mean, they'd be throwing their last hand of dice, basically. And also, if you look over in Iraq, as far as if we were to actually do something like this, look at the amount of opposition that they've got in Iraq, a country with far less wealth than America. I mean, you don't think that Americans could stand up to their own military when Iraqis can? Come on, man.
Well, I don't know. They still have the Taliban supporting them and helping them financially, the insurgents there. And that helps out dramatically.
Maybe so. I mean, it doesn't cost a lot of money to build IEDs. I hope it doesn't come to that. Sam, I know you had something else, so hang on. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like witching wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And 1-800-259-9231, you take control, you bring up anything, and join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. They're totally free. We give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it free, freetalklive.com, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter through that link, and then anything you purchase, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So, once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Shop from their 40 categories of products, high-dollar items, low-dollar items. They're all there. Virtually anything you might need in life is sold at amazon.freetalklive.com, including their brand-new grocery store, where there's free Super Saver shipping on virtually, I think, every single item in the grocery store. And that's if you buy over $25, which it's easy to do with the grocery store because a lot of bulk buy stuff there. Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to support the show and get the stuff you need. Let's go back to Sam in Illinois. Sam, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Sam,
thanks for holding me over, guys.
Thank you for bringing up the interesting topic, because I think a lot of people have this in the back of their minds that they're scared about this whole free state idea. They're scared that the federal government's going to roll in tanks. Now, some of them think, like you, Sam, or you're I don't know. You know, I don't know how well you really believe this, but some of them believe that the federal government is going to roll in tanks when a secession movement starts up. Some of them believe the federal government's going to roll in tanks just because the Free State Project is in New Hampshire. And I just really feel like it's all paranoia, personally. I feel like that there's...
Well, this same government that during the Vietnam War turned tanks and guns on its own people in the United States Capitol.
What? There were tanks in the United States Capitol? I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
During the Vietnam War, when a bunch of I believe it was the Vietnam War. Now, I learned this in government history class, so this has got to be close to correct.
I took the same class. That's probably why I don't know about it.
I'm sure one of your callers can call in and correct me if I am wrong. but I believe that guns and tanks were turned on people who were protesting the Vietnam War when that was going on.
I can hardly imagine a tank. But now
there was Kent State.
Somebody got a couple people got shot. One person.
Four
got shot?
Kids, I think.
Okay.
I mean, this is the same government that does those kinds of things. So I mean,
the difference
very
there
possible
is
possible that it could happen.
The difference is if New Hampshire seceded, it would do so by a vote. It wouldn't be Molotov cocktails or anything like that.
Right.
So the government would have to roll in tanks on a group of people that wasn't there. You understand? They wouldn't be in the streets protesting anything.
Yeah.
They would have to crack down martial law style.
Secession's an intellectual move.
You know, they would have to be people dressed up like they're ready to invade Poland, coming into people's homes and dragging them off and throwing them into a, you know, federal jail somewhere, probably in Vermont. You know, I mean,
it's a different story.
What you're talking about is something very Nazi-esque.
It's not very realistic,
right.
but you are right, it's a possibility.
It is.
It's improbable, but it is a possibility. So my question, of course, for you, Sam, is considering that it's a possibility, would it be worth doing anyway?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I would be there.
Okay. Well, then there you go. So what's your other issue?
My other issue was if 51% of United States citizens do not pay their taxes, if they just stopped paying property taxes, stopped paying any possible tax that they can get their hands on to stop, income taxes, then I think that the system would collapse on itself.
Sure,
they
it would,
have
but you don't need 51%.
Well, no, definitely not. But to show that strong of a margin of people that oppose such a thing would really make the system collapse on itself. I think it's something right around 28% was the figure that I had looked at and seen. And that's just, I mean, we could do that.
Well, the good news is
we're darn close to that.
Well, the good news is we are, the system's collapsing on itself anyway,
right.
Regardless of whether or not 51% participate. And you have to remember the intellectuals out there, the movements that have been fomented in the past, have only been started by 5% or less of any given population. So if you were to take any area and have 5% of the people essentially refuse to pay whatever taxes you wanted to have them refuse, that on its own would be tremendously powerful and would spread, hopefully, the idea would spread like wildfire. So, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't aim high. You absolutely should. Just realize that if you can achieve 5-10% even, you're doing a fantastic job. Sam, thanks
for
the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I got a rebuttal email to your objectivism email that you read.
Well, I haven't finished actually reading the objectivism email.
I have a rebuttal to it anyway.
Okay. well, we'll get to that because we got calls.
Let's go to
Lou in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Lou.
Ian and Mark, how you doing?
Hey, doing well.
Good.
Great. Hey, I'd like to say that I am a libertarian.
Great.
And
yes.
I would like to thank Ayn Rand for introducing me to libertarianism. And
she hated libertarians, though.
I know. But it led to libertarianism. And I would like to thank the band Rush for introducing me to Ayn Rand. So it was kind of a 1-2 step there towards libertarianism.
While we're at it, who introduced you to Rush?
actually, I discovered them myself.
There you go. So thank yourself.
And yeah, definitely.
Thanks to the record label that carried Rush.
This is Gimme from the Gimme Liberty Bar out in Second Life. By
yes,
way.
Indeed. The man who created the Gimme Liberty Bar,
yep.
As I understand. So was that all you wanted to do? Was just give a little sort of speech, like thank you for introducing me, or did you?
Yeah,
have
basically.
Anything?
I mean, you know, I looked into objectivism for a little while, but it just didn't seem to ring true with me.
What's missing about it?
What's
wrong with it?
You know, I'm not sure I can pinpoint it, but libertarianism just seemed to fit a lot better for me because it covered a much broader spectrum. Objectivism just seems to be really focusing on one issue and one issue only.
And is that tradition or?
Yeah,
okay.
Basically.
Gotcha. And I would agree with her on that. I am no fan of tradition at all, in general, unless you create your own traditions. I think that's a different situation.
Right.
But yeah, there definitely needs to be more to a world philosophy than just that. Thank you for the call, Gimme. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to CJ in Oklahoma on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Nina Mark. Hello, CJ.
Hey, guys. I called to talk about the objectivism thing, too.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to disagree with both of you on this. I think that you made the statement in the email that if you're a libertarian, you're an objectivist. That's patently wrong. Ayn Rand, most objectivists completely reject the whole libertarian thing. They don't agree with it at all.
Really?
Because of the whole anarcho-capitalism thing. They believe that anarchists are essentially statists, or that are what they call anarchists are like, they think it's democracy and that it's essentially wrong, that it's immoral. So,
well,
yeah,
democracy is immoral, for sure.
Right. Well, they consider anarchy and democracy the same thing.
Well, I lay at the feet of the anarcho-socialists for getting out there and yelling and screaming anarchy when, in fact, what they're talking about is just replacing one system with another. And they are the ones that are out there promoting democracy.
Yeah, well, they're just communists.
Right.
And I agree with you, but Ayn Rand, who basically is the sole source for objectivism, disagrees with you. I mean, that was her whole deal. She hated anarchy.
Well, but,
she thought it was bad.
Understood as far as that goes, but it seems to me that most objectivists are basically small government libertarians from a political angle.
Well, yes and no. I mean, you're right on that. They're capitalists. So that's what they say. I mean, their whole crux is, their whole deal in politics is, we are capitalists and we think capitalism can only exist where there's a state. Which doesn't make sense to me, but that's what they say.
Yeah.
But I also disagree with that she's fundamentally just focused on tradition. She had an entire philosophy system. I went through my whole objectivist phase after reading her fiction and then her nonfiction. And
what else does she focus on?
Well, if you go and read the Ayn Rand lexicon, which is like a freaking dictionary, she's written on every subject, everything from art to. I mean, she had what she considered her system of philosophy, and it was pretty. I mean, it encompassed a lot of things.
Do most objectivists sort of absorb all of that and just sort of absorb everything that she believed in and absorb it as their own, or do they pick and choose between what she believed?
I mean, some do and some don't, but most of the ones that call themselves objectivists pretty much go along with what she says. I mean, because that's what she basically wrote during her lifetime, that to be an objectivist you had to go along with everything she said. She kind of became her own little dictator to her philosophy.
See,
yeah,
now, libertarians
are personality.
Libertarians are a little different in that they take what they believe, what they can handle of the liberty movement at a given time, and sometimes they grow and sometimes they shrink in it.
CJ, thanks for the expertise. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. A little bit more on this libertarian versus objectivist thing coming up. Your calls as well about whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.